Not sure how far we'll get, but just at least, the Gemara and Chesamut Aleph, the two questions there. And whatever we can do, Gemara, Shitosis, Rambam. If you can get to look at the Ramban also in Daf Ches, we'll try to get through that also before we have the break. And then we have a week off to study for the Bechina, to do Chazara. The Bechina will be on the normal format. But we understand that everybody's under a little bit more pressure. So we want to encourage the Chazara, to be done as rigorously as possible. Main thing is to do the Chazara. And we hope the Bechina will inspire people to do that. But we also understand that the conditions are a little bit less optimum than they typically are. So people shouldn't panic. Just do the best you can. We'll take into consideration, the fact that, the circumstances are as they are. But again, we want to, as much as possible, try to be maximalist in this time. And then we'll try to figure out going forward what the best way. I know finals is a time when people need to focus on, everybody should continue their learning, obviously. But I guess we'll just spend the shiurim as we typically do. And then after finals, we'll try to pick up again, maybe in a lighter mode, but at least to go through the topics that we haven't been able to get through, at least to, touch on some of the basic ideas, maybe with less assumed preparation. And I'll try to do it less intensively, but, to hit some of the major, big ideas at least, and, to at least get an exposure to that. Okay, so that's the plan going forward. Again, when is the actual Bechina, Avram?
I think that following Monday.
In other words, the week after we stop.
Yeah.
Okay, so people have Shabbos. And we'll try to arrange also to continue the phone calls. Hashem. Either, also Friday morning and, throughout the week, as much as people want to get through and just stay in touch, or if there's anything specific, we will absolutely continue with that. And if there's any more feedback of interest, just let me know, let Avram know, et cetera. Okay. So I do want to...
It's May 11th.
May 11?
May 11, yeah.
And that's a Monday.
Monday.
Okay. So did you want to add anything in terms of the Bechina?
No, I think exactly what you said.
Okay. Okay. So we're in the middle of this topic, which is taking longer than I thought it would. But a way of looking at a Demai in a bit of more extensive way than we typically do. And as I said, it's really the tip of the iceberg, because if you really want to understand all of the nuances and all of the dimensions of it, you really need to go through the entire Mishnah and Demai and, all the connected sugyas. And again, the question of Chomesh and Biur, and it all connects. You can take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. I guess explore it on your own. But you can see even the things that we're discussing, that it all connects to the same. The endemic, issues clearly are the same, and how they play out, of course, is what's so fascinating, because if there is more than one dimension, then, what depends on each? And that's pretty much what we have been analyzing. So we went through the, just the Baalei Tosfos and just the Rambam, regarding the question of Iboi Mafkil and Nichsei, and how that affects things. And we tried to explain what's in the Mishnah and Demai, what's not, the patterns in Tosfos and the Rambam, and how they spill over. And I think we had two other issues to discuss, and that is the question of Bracha, that's also in the Mishnah and Demai, and the question of of Ben Hashmashos. So the question of Ben Hashmashos, I'm not going to have time to explore you know, more fully. But I do want to touch on it. Mishnah says that you can be mafrish demai on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos bein hashmashos, as opposed to be metaken tevel. So what do we think about that? What is that? Ezra, what do you think about that? What do you think that depends on?
I think we were saying, and Rabbi said in the end of last year, that it's not dependent on the Ibai Mafkir and it's not dependent on the Ptur Ani, but more dependent on the status of Demai itself.
These last two, the question of Bracha and the question of Bin Hashmashos, unlike all of the previous ones, has nothing to do with Ani and Achsanya. Here the you know, the fact that this is Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet and that's Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, or the, you know, divide between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, you know, that seems to be completely not problematic. Again, that the fact that the Mishnah includes two dinim that have nothing to do with the Boi Maf Genichse, you know, with the others, could just show that it's a list and that the list is, you know, not necessarily a unified application of a single principle. That's certainly possible, and that's certainly one way to read the list. However, if we are again considering, you know, that maybe this list in the Mishnah is an integrated one, so then the fact that we have liberated it, or we know that it's, you know, separate from or disentangled from Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Machilin, etc., that becomes more significant and highlights the fact that maybe Machilin, you know, is a reflection, but not necessarily a Haba Hatalia. That's why we could have read this Mishnah even according to Beis Shammai, and that we could, unlike the Bavli, that we, and that's kind of, excuse me, reinforces the analysis of Rambam and Tosas, and if you look again in Chachmei Sfarad, they draw lines in different places, etc. So that's point number one. I think that's a very good point, Ezra. Thank you. But now that we've explained what it's not connected to, at least in a direct fashion, might it still be connected indirectly to that issue if it is connected to the other dinim? What should be koveya, or what significance is there to the din of being mafresh of ben hashmashos? What would you say? I would say that there are possibly two questions. Ezra?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know.
I mean, if it doesn't depend directly, certainly, on Machilin, you know, but does it, again, if the Bavli thinks all the other dinim are, like I just said, is it conceptually still connected to that question at all or not?
So I think we were saying that it could be based on the fact that it's a chovah safrasha.
Okay, so elaborate. What do you mean by that? What is that? You're totally right. I just want to bring out the significance of this.
Yeah, I'm not sure why Chovas HaFrasha would make it able, would allow you to be mafresh during Ben Shmasha.
Okay, that's an honest answer. Ellie, what do you think? Ellie Hyman.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Okay, another honest answer. Noach.
So, Rebbe, I think if it's, meaning it has to do with, when you're talking about Shabbos, I'm not really sure, because you're talking about a Safek Doraita of Zman, and the Mai is a Safek Dorabonin, or it's a Safek Doraita that's a Balai Dorabonin, and so I'm not really sure. I'm also not really sure why you'd be able to be Mafreshit when you're talking about
a Zman. So you're saying a whole different idea. You're not going back to what Ezra originally said.
Yeah.
You're saying a different idea. Okay, again, these are the two ideas. I agree. I think there are two ways to explain this phenomenon. One is what Noach just said, which is that this is simply a din and safek, meaning you're not allowed to be mafresh tevel on Shabbos, But this isn't Tevel, this is Safek Tevel. And this is Bein Hashmashos. So you're not allowed to be Mafrish Vadai Tevel Bein Hashmashos, right? Because that's still, you know, Safek being Mafrish Tevel. But if we're talking about, you know, Bein Hashmashos and Demai, so it's like a Svek Sveka, basically. Right, Noach, that's kind of what you want to say?
Exactly, yeah. Yes.
Except the question is it really a Svek Sveka? Moshe? Is that so simple? Is it a Svek Sveka? Yeah.
So I think it depends on what we said about Svek Sveka. It happens to be that Rabbeinu Prachya says that it is, he actually invokes Svek Sveka on the Mishnah.
Yeah, there are a lot of Rishonim who think that this is based on Svek Sveka. But of course, this you know, this goes on our Svek Sveka list, right? A Kalin Shibbid Mai, according to the Rambam. You know, the debate between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Meloa Roim, and so on. Namely, will you apply the regular din of Svek Sveka? Here, now, here again, it's Safek Zman, right? And Safek Tevel. But you could say this isn't Svek Sveka. This is, Tiknu Alavadai. So if you hold that basically Demai is never better than Safek, then that's an easy one. Even if you think that the Takana Alvadai, you know, it's Nitkana Ala Safek, so then it's an interesting question, because if it's Nitkana Ala Safek, maybe it doesn't get off the ground when there's a Svek Svek. The same question that we asked in that context. So are those who say explicitly this is an issue of Svek Sveka, but then it's connected to our previous discussion. However, that's not what Ezra was suggesting, right? So, Zach, what do you think? Let's pick up on Ezra's suggestion a little bit. But he wasn't... Yeah,
maybe if it's a Chovas Agavra, it'd be Mutter at a different time. I mean, if it was an Isser Hefza, then it would never be Mutter to be Mafresh in a time of Suffolk. But since it's a Chovas Agavra, there would be different times where it might be Mutter. That would be different by actual Teva.
Yeah, so I think what you might say is that the question is, what is the problem of being Mafrish Tevel on Shabbos to begin with, right? So partly the problem is that it's a Tikkun HaChefetza, right? That's the problem. It's an act of Tikkun. But is really Hafrashas Demai a tikkun? Right? So no. The more you look at it as Tevel or Safek Tevel, at least on a Drabanan level, or if you think even it's a, you know, Gzeir Vadois, but that it relates to the Chafza, right? So aside from the Safek or Svek Sveka and all of that issue, you know, we're talking about tikkun HaChefetz, Tikkun Chefetza Derabanan. Tikkun Tevel Derabanan, right? But if the idea really is that there's a Chovas HaFrasha, or the need for a Matir, or especially if you think that the Chovas HaFrasha, ignoring the Chovas HaFrasha, is an Ikuv in Heter Agavra, so it isn't even really a Matir. It's a Chovas HaFrasha, then maybe from that point of view, there's no din. There's no problem. Why can't you do it on Shabbos itself? The answer may be because maybe that's where you get into the Safek problem. Meaning, if it's a Vadai, which is Nitkan ala Safek, so what you might say is, well, you know, the problem is, you know, that the Safek part of it is a kind of Tikkun. You have to relate to the Safek. But as for the Vadai, but as far as the Safek part is concerned, maybe we can combine these. Maybe there's not a problem of Bein HaShmashos. But once you get to, but if you're saying, well, yeah, but at the same time, it isn't Svek Sveka because it's a Vadai. But the Vadai part maybe isn't Tikkun HaChefetza. It's only Heter, Chovas HaFrasha, or Heter removing an Iser, or Heter Agavra. right? So that part maybe is Nasser. That's what I would say. Okay. So let's talk now instead.
Could you just repeat again why you can't do it on Shabbos if it's just a Chuvas Agavra?
No, what I would say is that either maybe a Vadai Maisa Hafrasha in its own way is Asur. But what I was trying to say just now was that let's say you say it's a Din Vadai, right? But it's Nitkan Al Asafek. I mean, the idea that I've been, you know, pushing throughout, which is even if it's Din Vadai, but there wouldn't be a Din, they wouldn't Gozer Din Vadai unless it's a viable Safek. Right? So on Shabbos itself, right, where there's no Din of Svek Sveka, there's still a Chefza Shel Iser Tikkun problem on the Safek level. But at Bein HaShmashos, the Suffolk problem, right, is taken care of by Svek Sveka. As for the Vadai part, that's only Heter Agava, that's a Tikkun HaChefza. Right? So that's what I'm suggesting. Okay. Now let's talk about Bracha. So, Zev?
Yeah.
First of all, you know, we have to commend you for, you know, for getting up early. Don't take it for Aaron and Zev and Micah. I don't know where everybody is, but, you know, like if you're in Cleveland, it's the same time zone, right, Eitan?
Yeah.
But, you know, those, you know, heroic people from California, you know, we have to, so, you know, so it's like 8 o'clock in the morning there.
Right.
Anyway, you have to go to like to the early minion.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so what do you think about the bracha problem? Well, does the mission speak about the bracha problem or not?
Meaning the Mishnah says that you're Mevarchan on Demai, and then in the Gemara we said that it does depend on...
The Mishnah says what?
That we're Mevarchan and Mezamnan on Demai.
No, but that's... I'm sorry. That's Bracha Rishona. That's Birchas Anen and Birchas Amazon.
Right.
And that is what I meant. I meant, not your fault, I wasn't clear enough. Do you make a Bracha on Hafrashas Demai, is what I meant.
Oh, okay, so
what does the Mishnah speak about that? No, meaning if you eat demai as food, right?
Yeah.
So then you make a bracha rishona, bracha krona, there's a zimun. That the Mishnah for sure talks about. That we spoke about already.
Oh, so yeah. So you don't say a bracha. I mean, that's why the Rambam indirectly says it by saying that you're mafresh when you could be aram and mafresh.
The Mishnah says.
Right.
Right. That same Mishnah, I was saying the two seemingly outlying halachos in the Mishnah, you know, are the Bein HaShmashos question.
Right.
Right. And the fact that you're mafresh arom, even when you're not clothed, which means that you don't need a bracha in the context of the hafrasha. That has nothing to do with machilin,
right,
niyam v'achanya on the surface, does it? Ah. Okay. Ah. But what I'd like to suggest is that it's possible to apply the exact same dinim, the exact same two perspectives, and they may overlap, they overlapped in my previous explanation, but the same two perspectives could apply here. What do I mean by that, Zev? Why should you not make a bracha? We're going to read the Gemara's inside just a second.
So if you see it as an actual suffix, so then you wouldn't want to make a bracha in a suffix situation. But if you see it as a din vadai, so maybe there'd be more of a reason. It would be more of a tikkun, so you should make a bracha.
Yeah. Well, I think, or let's say it this way, just mostly what you said, but let me just add a little bit to it. If you look at it in terms of suffix, so this comes under the rubric of whether mevarchim al suffix or not.
Right.
And that is a whole topic, which we're going to get into very briefly, you know, in just a couple of minutes. Whenever you have a suffix, do you make a bracha? By the way, that's a double question itself. It's a Hilchos Brachos question, right? Suffix brachos is lahakel. That's typically what we say. Like all rules, there are always exceptions. Question is, how exceptional are the exceptions and how, you know, reflective are they? But the rule is suffix brachos lahakel, right? Here there's another element, or there could be another element, and that is, what if there's a suffix d'oraisa and you have to do the action, right? What about the bracha that typically comes along with the action? In other words, if you, the typical case of suffix brachos lahakel is where the focus is on the bracha alone. Like, say you're not sure, you know, whether you did or not make a bracha on something. So we say suffix brachos lahakel. But let's say we're not sure whether you did a particular maisa, which requires a bracha. In that circumstance, let's say you have to do the action, do you also do the bracha? We're going to get into this just in a second. Massive topic, but we're not going to go into it massively, just to touch on it today. Everybody with me? There are two types of issues of suffix brachos lahakel. One is when the bracha is a standalone, isolated issue. The question revolves exclusively around the issue of whether you make a bracha or not. So typically you say suffix brachos lahakel. By the way, there may be some exceptions, I said before. For example, what about a birchas hananin? Right, if you're suffix, whether you made a birchas hananin, that's a whole discussion of Rabbi Kiveger in Gilyan HaShas, in the first parak of Brachos, because, you know, kol hananin b'lo mazeh b'lo bracha reza mo'al. So maybe he's not allowed to eat, as long as he's not sure that he made a bracha. Maybe it's like a suffix me'ilah and a suffix gezo, where the bracha, in other words, is a matir, or and, a daraisa, in its own right. Maybe that changes the rules. That's a discussion. But anyway, I don't want to get into that at the moment. But let's say you just have a suffix. Let's say you're sure that you did the mitzvah, but you're not sure whether you made the bracha related to the mitzvah. Okay? So you don't have to repeat the mitzvah. The focus is simply on the bracha. So typically we say suffix brachos lahakel. But what happens in a situation where you're not sure whether you were yotzei tkiyas shofar or whether you blew it all, right? Or, you know, again, whatever. You're not sure whether you did the bris milah or whether the bris milah that you did was kosher, right? So you have to do the action again. And that action is accompanied typically by bracha. So then you have two questions simultaneously. Is that a proper formulation? The question is, you know, do you do the milah again? Did you do the milah? And should you make a bracha if you redo the milah? The question is, are those two questions separate questions? Is that just to say, oh, there's a question in Hilchos Maisa Mitzvah, Suffix Maisa Mitzvah. Maybe there were machmir. There's also a separate question, Suffix Brachos. Typically, there were mako. Or do we say that since the latest Asafik, since the Chalos Safek of the Bracha is connected to, you know, and with regard to that, you're going to be Osemi Safek. So the Bracha is Nigrar with it. It's considered a Maisa because of the Chiv Safek, Misafek, and therefore you should make a Bracha. Or it's one Safek, and therefore you're poshate the Safek, you know, in a consistent way. So that is one question. That's a question in general about the parameters of Safek Bracha, right? Or the relationship between, you know, the Bracha and the Maisa, etc. We will see that in just a second. That I can tell you now, or you can tell me now, Zev, what's the story with that issue? If I said to you, identify, right, some, you know, identify the, you know, the Balei Plukta on that issue, what would you say?
Sorry, could you repeat that? With what? With Mafrishin Oso Arum?
No. Mafrishin Oso Arum means that when it comes to Demai, right, apparently you don't need to make a bracha on that. Okay, we're trying to analyze that.
Right.
I'm trying to put it in a larger context. I'm saying that I think that there are two questions involved in the issue whether or not you have to make a bracha, you know, on Demai or a bracha on the situation of Safek. I'm just going to repeat again. I think there are two questions. What is a question in Hilchos Brachos? The question in Hilchos Brachos is a little bit complicated. The rule is, all things being equal, with some exceptions, Safek Brachos Lahakel, when exclusively the Safek revolves around whether to make a bracha. Correct?
Yeah.
However, in a case where the bracha is attached to a maisa, and we're machmir in the maisa, do we still say Safek Brachos Lahakel? That's okay. A question, right?
Right. That's a
in
question.
Other words, you have to repeat the mila. You have to repeat the mitzvah of dalad minim, the tkiyah shofar. Right? Does that right. change the equation regarding the bracha? So, who argues that discussion? We're going to see in a minute. But are you familiar with that, Zev, or not?
No, I don't think Evan? So.
Okay, Evan.
Yeah. Not familiar.
Zev Lowy?
No, I don't know.
Jonathan, everybody's going to be, you're all going to be kicking yourself in a minute. Jonathan?
I'm not sure.
What? David?
Is that referring to the Rambam where he says in Hanukkah?
Yeah, of course. only in Hanukkah?
Well, that was when I saw. Sure, other places.
So, who argues that point?
So the Rambam there says, "Shakol vade shel devarim mevarach on alav aval davar shum be."
Yeah, we'll get to the Demai part in a minute.
Right.
Demai plays an outsized role in this question. We'll see the Gemara in just a second. Okay? But basically the answer to the question then is, Jonathan, who argues this issue among others?
With the Rambam?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I saw this a while ago.
Kyle?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen it.
I mean, this is Lior? I mean, this is like, you know, you're going to... Who does anybody disagree with Rambam?
Oh, the Raivin on there?
Yeah, but not only there. Right, the Rambam and the Ravid all over the place. Like in five different places. I think I told you to look at Hanukkah. I'm not sure if I told you to look at the others, but if you look at Hanukkah, you look at the Nosei Kalim, they'll tell you it's all over the place. This is the fundamental argument among the Rishonim in Sugin Shabbos and elsewhere. We'll see inside in just a minute. But it is a major debate between the Rambam and the Ravid, all over the place. In Hilchos Mila, in Hilchos Sukkah, in Hilchos Chanukah, right? All over the place. The Rambam was of the opinion that whenever you have a suffek bracha, even when you have to repeat the maisa, right, it still remains suffek bracha, and we're meko. And the Ravid, in all of those places, disagrees. Ravid says if you have a suffek bracha that is attached to a suffek maisa, if you repeat the maisa, you repeat the bracha. Because he considers, obviously, to be one suffek. You don't treat it as a separate suffek in Hilchos Brachos. Or you don't treat the bracha, right, as disentangled from the maisa. One or two of those ideas, or maybe they're overlapping. And therefore, the Ravid thinks that all things being equal, when you have a suffek bracha connected to a chiyuv, you know, suffek to be chozer, they always say the bracha. Right? But the truth is that it should also, in addition to the fundamental Hilchos bracha question, which is a very important question, it also very well, very much might depend on something else, namely on demai, or on the category that you're talking about, right? Because, Michael, help us out here.
Yeah, the Gemara connects the issue of the bracha of Sabik Debrahim to demai and the machlokas of Bayin Rabba. So what the status of demai is might be a raya for the din of Suffolk brachos in these cases.
Exactly. So just going to the second point, which is, I think there are really two questions here. Number one, is demai a case of Suffolk bracha? Right? If you were to say that the din of demai is just, you know, is treated as Suffolk tevel, and you're being mafresh, and that's the end of the story, then all things being equal, it should be treated like all those other cases with one proviso. And that is, maybe it's even less than a suffek, because rov amei aretz ma'asrin, and therefore it's not even a suffek, it's a miut. Okay? But the question, miut, suffek, is basically a question, what happens when you do a ma'isa, you know, bisafek and so on. However, if we think that the din of demai is a din vadai, right? So it doesn't belong with an androgynous's obligation to make a bracha on the sukkah, right? Because here they were metakim b'toras vadai. It seems more like, making a bracha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, on Hallel, or Neros Chanukah, or Mikra Megillah, right? Because it's a chiyuv d'mai, d'rabbanan. But you could say v'tzivanu, there's a bracha d'rabbanan. So is this b'klal safek? Or not now. Again, I'm just going to introduce, I'm talking abstractly about all this, and now we're going to see inside in just a second all this discussion. So, on the other hand, if we take the view that it's a vadai shenitkan ala safek, and that the nitkan ala safek matters, so that's an interesting question. Because it is a takana vadais, but it's founded on a suffek. So do we treat it like Neros Chanukah? Or do we treat it like Androgynous sitting in a sukkah? Right? That's a question we've encountered again and again. But the conclusion of that question, you know, while we encounter it again and again, isn't always the same in each application. right? But let me go even a step beyond that. Let's assume for the moment the most extreme view. Let's say that Demai is a Chiyuvadai. It's a Gzeira Drabanan Vadais. Okay? And let's ignore the fact that either it is or it needs to be Nitkan ala Safek. Let's say it doesn't matter. Since the Safek generates a Vadai, that's what's Kovei Legabe Bracha. Let's assume that, or just we don't treat it as Safek, whatever. Is it still obvious? Well, this is the question. If you hold that way, shouldn't you for sure require a bracha? Right? So what I'm saying is, the first thing I was saying was, well, if it's nitkan al safek, that can, and that first step is what's koveya, that solves the problem for those who think demai is a dinvada. Great. Is there another way to solve that problem if you don't go in that direction? Ah. Jonah?
Sorry, Jonah? I missed that. I'm sorry.
I'm saying if we take the view that demai is a safek, you know, either, especially if we take the view that we treat it as a safek, but even if we take the view that we emphasize, even if it's a dinvade, that it's nitkan ala safek, so treating it, you know, in that way makes a lot of sense. The problem is, if there is a lot of evidence that the chachamim were metakein, egzera vadois of demai, echovas afrasha, and so on, and that you pass the nitkan ala safek part, right? Shouldn't you require a bracha?
Well, if it's nitkan ala safek, then why would that necessarily be the case?
Well, let's assume that, you know, the nitkan ala safek is part of its history, but it's not part of its character. That's the issue. That's one of the issues that we've been discussing. We know it was nitkan ala safek, meaning the chashash of Tevel is definitely the motivation, you know, for the din demai. The question is, does it remain integral to its essence and character? So it's always like a two-stage process. We'd always say it's a vadai, which is nitkan ala safek. Or will we say, no, the nitkan ala safek is part of its history, but the only thing that really matters is that they were metakein, drabanan, egzera, v'afrashos demai. Now, if that were the case, why, you know, wouldn't there be a bracha? I mean, we do have brachos on drabanans. You make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni Shogol. Okay, the Gemara has its discussion about that. We'll get to that. Right, but you make a Shekhar Nishanam Tosav Tzivano on Neros Chanukah and then Mikra Megillah and Halal. Right? Why not demai, if demai is truly a vada? That's what I'm asking. Is there another reason, maybe, like to introduce, you know, that would explain, maybe, why it's different? Especially, I should take a step back. Maybe I'm asking the question without, meaning, the bracha that you would make is obviously connected to the bracha of hafrasha that you make, you know, for real, you know, trumas and maestros. No one is suggesting that there's a din. It isn't a Chanukah, you know, and Halel, you know, and Mikra Megillah. Not even, by the way, Bedikas Chametz, where the Chachamim, you know, created, you know, a standalone obligation, you know, and they created a Birchas HaMitzvah to go along with it. No one thinks, you know, that the bracha they would make on demai, you know, is a separate din, you know, in the standalone demai. The bracha would be what? The bracha that is connected to Afrashas Trumas HaMaisras, presumably. Or maybe this is the question. Right? And therefore, Liam?
I'm not sure, Rebbe.
I'm getting that. I'm saying the same thing. I'm just giving you a parallel to what I just said about Ben Ashmashas. Akiva?
Could Rebbe restate the question?
No, I'm just wondering, is there any way to explain that if Demai is Nitkan as a Vadai, is there any way then to explain why there's no Bracha?
I can't think of anything.
Micha?
I'm not sure, but it could be just that it depends maybe what the brachos are contingent on. Like if correct. The pure chiv gavra is not enough for a bracha.
Correct. Meaning the typical bracha in afrashas trumos and maestros, this is an interesting question, is on what?
On the being mitake in tevel.
That's the question, exactly. Is it on tikkun tevel? Or is it on, you know, the Maisa Hafrasha? Right? And even on the Hefta level, is it on Yitziras, you know, Truma or Maisa Sheni, you know, or Chala? Or is it on Hafkas Tevel, Tikkun Tevel? Just like I was saying a couple of minutes ago, that when it comes to the question of Shabbos, what's the problem of Hafrasha on Shabbos? Right? I was suggesting that maybe Dafka you need focus on Tikkun HaChefetz. So too, even if Demai is a Din Vadai, if we say, this is an if, I've been suggesting the possibility with a lot of evidence, I think, that if Demai is a Din Vadai, which seems like a huge Chomra, right, there still may be, it's very appealing to think that this huge Chumrah also comes with a huge Kula. Right? In addition to being Nitkan al HaSafek. Even a bigger Kula. And that is that it's a Din Vadai, not the Torah's Tevel Sheinu Matukan, but it's a Din Vadai B'Torah's Chovas Afrasha and the Matir, or that being an Oser, if you don't address it, of the Gavra. So, at the end of the day, what you might say is, what bracha would there be on Demai, on Afrasha's Demai? Meaning it's a carryover from the bracha of being Mafrish when you have Tevel, right? That doesn't apply. So then what you end up thinking, what you might end up thinking, is that the only way to make a bracha on Demai to begin with is if you relate to it as Safek Tevel. But once you're relating to it Safek Tevel, you've lost the Vadai angle. Okay, is that clear?
Why can't there be a new bracha on Demai? Allah versus Demai, or a bracha on this Din Rabbanan on the Gavra?
Well, maybe there could. But what I'm trying to explain why, even if it's a Din Vadai, you know, maybe, or I think probably, there wouldn't. Now, again, the Ramban thinks otherwise. Ramban thinks that maybe there really, really would. Ramban and Shabbos, I didn't give this to you to look at. You have to really look at the Rishonim and Shabbos of Chav Gimel. We're going to read the Gemara in just a minute. But the Ramban and Shabbos on Chav Gimel was bothered by the same thing that other Rishonim were bothered by. And that is the Rov and Safek issue of Abai and Rabba, which we're going to get to. We're going to read it inside in just a second. So the problem is, if you hold that there's no bracha in general, b'mokom safek, so why did Rava I mean, there's question in both directions, right? Ellie, what do I mean that? Question in both directions? In the Sugya and Shabbos, which you're going to read in a second. Well, let's read it. Go ahead, Ellie, you have it? Sugya and Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel. Again, you have the Mishnah. Let's just talk about the facts for a minute. You have the Mishnah in Demai. And that establishes that, you know, you don't have to be clothed, you know, when you are mafrish demai, right? And that's all the Mishnah says. Correct? Ellie?
Yeah.
So if you have, just read for us the Gemara in Chav Gimel and Aleph, because we want to get through that first.
Is it Masiv Rav Amram?
Yeah, just first, what is it? Malik Nir Shal Kanaka Tzorich Lebarech. What's it? No, I'm sorry.
My Mavarech?
Asher Kedushan Tzorich Tzivanu Lehadik Nir Shal Kanaka. Okay, keep going.
V'heichan Tzivanu. Rav Avya Omer Milo Sasur. Rav Nechemya Amar. Sh'al Avicha V'yagedcha Z'kinecha V'yomer Lach.
Okay, then itself is fascinating, of course. You know, what's the difference? What's the makar? You know, what's the nature of these halachos? Okay, go ahead.
Masiv Rav Amram, Hademai, Ma'arvin bo, Mishtatvin bo, Mavarchin alav, Umezamnin alav, Ma'afrishin osu arum, Ubeinash mashas.
Yep.
Vi Amris.
Coincidence, yeah. Right? Okay.
Yeah. Vi Amris, call me derabanan ba'i bracha, hacha ki kai arum, hechi mevare.
Okay, so freeze this frame. Ellie, help us out here. The Gemara thinks that you can compare what and what?
That you could compare the Derabanan of Demai with all the other Derabanans.
Correct. And that's certainly, if you want to freeze this moment in Shas, what does that point to?
That Demai, what, the fact that Demai is similar to regular Durabanans?
Demai is a Din Durabanan.
Yeah.
We're comparing Demai to Neiros Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, Birchas Hallel, etc. It's a strange question, even to get off the ground, frankly. You could say, oh no, you know, it's, again, there are some Havaminas that are just, you know, kind of a rhetorical, you know, introduction of an obvious look, possibly.
Right.
But if you want to take this one seriously, and since there's good reason to take it seriously, because it really does touch on substantive approaches to Demai, actually. So I think we should take it seriously. So there's a frozen moment in the Gemara, or space in the Gemara, space, you know, time in the Gemara, that that establishes, seems to say, we should treat Demai like a mitzvah d'rabbanan.
Yeah.
Hi, but it's nitkan ala safek? Okay. Either it isn't, meaning because of safek, they created something separate without the nitkan. Or good, it's nitkan, but it goes beyond that. We can get beyond that. And it's a dinvadai. Moreover, let's just say the next assumption, based on what I just said a second ago, and that is that the, you know, that the bracha that you would make, this hafrasha, applies to this particular type of drabanum. Okay. Definitely could say it. Makes sense. Okay, keep going. Now let's go slow. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye,
Vada de Devrehem, Ba'i Bracha, Safik de Devrehem, Lo Ba'i Bracha.
Good. Stop for a second. Now we're to Abaye. First of all, it's interesting that Abaye calls this Safek.
Yeah.
He could have called it Miut. That's a question that bothered Rishonim, given the Metzius that we say Rov Ami Aretz Masrin. And in addition, given the Metzius that even though Abaye in a bunch of places seems to focus on Demai as a Safek, right, there are a couple of places where Abaye himself says Rov. In Gittin, Samachalaf Amad Aleph, when you talk about Sayel de Avera, in Ksuvis, on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, in a few places. So trouble the Rishonim here. Why is Abaya saying Safek? It's really Rove. Okay. Now, just to go through it, and then we'll see some of the Rishonim quickly. But you could say, because that's what he don't. Maybe he believes it's Miut, or that Miut is relevant. But maybe he actually holds that every Safek bracha. I'm saying every Safek, there's no bracha. So why emphasize? It's true that Demai is even more because it's a Miut, right? But since the principle applies even to Safek, so why give a wrong impression? A. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Secondly, even if it's a Miut, maybe Abaya thinks that the Miut here is based on the principle of Eli. Either
maybe like what we said earlier, like what Natan was suggesting, like similar to what we said with Kusi, that Miut is representative of the entire group, like a sort of Miut Kikula.
We'll get to that. Maybe that's a little stronger than I was going to say right now, but let's go back to Kal Lakave.
Okay.
So the first answer is Abaya says what he says because of the principle in the halacha, not because of his view of Demai. That's the first answer, right? It is a miut, but he's emphasizing safek. It's hu adin safek, correct?
Yeah.
That was number one. Number two, I would say, is that he's emphasizing safek, even though it's a miut, because the principle behind this miut is that chayshinan l'safek. In that sense, like Kuti a little bit, or one view of Kuti, not the one of Ruba Miut Kakulo, but the one of the first, going in order, but the one of Chayshin on the Miut, like Rameir, something like that, right? So he's saying Safek, because again, Al Pidin, not because in Hilchos Brachos, even Safek, but this is Miut. It's true this is Miut, but Al Pidin, this Miut, that the key to understanding Demai is that the Miut is treated as a Safek, Chayshinan. Lemia. In this case, right? Or let's say I could find evidence, which I don't think is so true, that according to Abaya, we even treat Demai as a Vadai in some cases. So why would we be saying Safek? And why would it even this be true? So then we have our Nitkan ala Safek idea. Okay. Anyway, that's a bayah. Then the Gemara says, go ahead. Let's just go through the Shakvataria. Go ahead. Bayantav Sheini.
The Safik Devrem who Ubayi Bracha. Hasam ki yichidilo uzil zuliba.
So what do you think about that?
Sounds like that really the rule is that Safik Devrem you don't make a bracha. And there's a special din by Yantav Sheini that we do because of zilzul.
Okay, so I'm saying, is that the only when the Gemara says "Vayantav Sheni the Safek Devrayim who by bracha"? So the Gemara was saying, I have a proof that when you have a Safek, you do make a bracha.
Really? Yeah.
So you could learn that in several different ways, right? One is, again, but then you have then a bias, you know, even more vulnerable. Why not just say it's a miut? It's not even a Safek. Maybe Yantav Sheni is also a miut. Either way, but when you see this Gemara, "Vayantav Sheni the Safek Devrayim by bracha." It's particularly appealing to think, I think, that what the Gemara is asking is not just, you know, oh, you see from Yantav Sheni that Mevarchin Allah Safek. But that maybe the Gemara thinks that these are kindred spirits.
That Yantav Sheni is that? Connected to Demai?
Not connected to Demai.
I'm saying they're similar Sfekos.
In what way are they similar?
That they're like, I guess the Rabbanan were Niskan ala Safek, that it's a Din Vadai.
Exactly. Meaning, to what extent, the same question we have about Demai is a huge topic about Yontif Sheni. Right?
Right. Is it just...
You can look at Yontif Sheni as a suffix.
Or that it started out as a suffix. You can look at
Yontif Sheni as a suffix, which is a vadai gzeira, which is nitkan ala suffix. And then you have the same kind of phenomena, not necessarily the same resolution, as we'll see in just a second, you know, or for other reasons. But again, this idea of a vadai shenitkan ala safek, they have in B'dikas Chametz according to some Rishonim too, right? It's a fascinating idea, right? So maybe that's what the Gemara is saying. Oh, Abaya said safek, even though it's a mute, maybe not just because that's a din, and maybe not just because chayshin lemiut, maybe because even though it's a din vadai, it's nitkan ala safek. Wasn't Yom Tov Sheni the same way? It's nitkan ala safek. But it's a din vadai, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then the Gemara's answer, Hosam kihecha delo lezalzulei ba, oh, now we can read that in two ways. This is a massive Yom Tov Sheni topic. This is a critical Gemara for Yom Tov Sheni, right? Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is, you know, Hanami, it's just a safek. But we're machmir kihecha delo lezalzulei ba.
Or that the Kiyehichi de Lola Zalzulebe shows us the true nature of what this suffix really is.
What the takana is. Yeah. Meaning, in Dmai, either Dmai remains a suffix, right? This is Nitkanala suffix, but it becomes a Vadai. Or, even if Dmai is a Vadai Shenitkanala suffix, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, even though it's nitkan ala safek, but that's all part of its history. But the gzeira is completely disentangled from the safek. Right? So that the lezalzule isn't a technicality. The lezalzule is a shiur in the takana. I think that in the Rambam's, the famous tshuva of the Rambam to the Chachmei Elunil on this whole topic, I'll mention in just a second, but I believe that's what the Rambam really is trying to say about Kehecha Zalzule to the Chachmei Elunil. This is a massive question. For example, this is a huge question of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. Do you treat it as a suffek or a suffek nitkan ala vadai, or is it a standalone vadai? Massive topic. Tosis and Sukkah, was it Mem Dalid? You know, talks about bracha la suffek. I'm sorry, talks about saying b'tzivanu. There, the Sugya talks about Mavarchan ala Minag, you know, Chibar Arava. So, Tosus there talks about, you know, Vitzivanu and so on. When do you say Vitzivanu? You know, Drabanan and so on. So, they talk about the relationship between making a bracha on Hallel and making, which is, you know, and certain days might only be Midin Minag. And making a bracha on Chibur Arava. Right? The Tosis there seems to make the distinction between a minug that remains a minug, you know, and a, like Chibur Arava, and a minug which is mechayev you to do a cheftza shel mitzvah derabanan, like kala. And in that context, Tosis discusses, and what about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios? And they talk about, they zero in on making kiddush. But what the Rishonim point out, the Ran, and then the Achronim, Rabbi Kiveger, and that Tosis on Mem Dalet and Sukkah, is that it's fascinating that, you know, Tosis seems to be worried about saying, he says, well, you make Kiddush, you don't say the word Vitzivanu, no big deal. The Ran and Rabbi Kiveger are both troubled. They say, what about when you eat Maror and Matzah on the night of the Seder? Or you blow Shofar on the second day? Then you're saying Vitzivanu. So Rav Velvel has a piece in the Chiddush Briz where he says, that's the whole thing. The Yom Tov Sheni, the din of the chi of Yom Tov Sheni is Rabbanon, and it's minag even. Minag avasena b'yadeinu. But what they were metakein is to treat it like Yom Tov Rishon, or that there are 2 days, or that it's, you know, ki'ilo the first. There are different formulations in Yom Tov Sheni. You know, itself, how to explain it. What I'm saying is, so, kihecha de lezalzule be, that this line in the Gemara is so parallel to Dmai, You could be mechalek. But again, is the point it's midin safek, it's midin vade ala safek, or it's midin vadai and the safek is just part of the history? Or is it, no, here it's yontif sheni, so it's 2 days yontif, or it's a repeat day, right? Reb Chaim has a piece in his kibur, you know, talking about Erev Tavshil, and so on. So, like, you know, but it's very hard to figure out that piece. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik recently said to me, like, you know, it's one of the hardest pieces in the chibur. It's in the, he has an earlier rendition of it in the more recently put out diary, Reb Chaim's diary, the Tugbuch, as they say in the family. But I think the basic idea of Reb Chaim is trying to explain that, you know, you look at Yontif Sheni differently, is the way I always formulate it, if you're looking at it alone or you're looking at it, you know, through the rear view mirror. Like, how does Yontif Sheni look at Yontif Rishon, and how does Yontif Rishon look forward at the prospect of Yontif Sheni? Anyway, I don't want to get into this now. That's a Beitza topic. But it's a fascinating topic. It's important to mention, I'm mentioning it here because the Shaka Vatari of the Gemara, instead of just being, oh, you know, a suffix, this suffix, that suffix, you know, this factor, kehechidol zulzule, that factor, a miut, a suffix, a rov. What I'm suggesting is that the whole Shaka Vatari may really be about how we structure these dinim. And, you know, what role suffix plays in the genesis, in other words, in the initiation of these takanos, and what role does it continue to play as a prop? Vadai shenitkan ala safek, right? How much safek, how much vadai? Or is it really just in history and it's just a din vadai? Or does it have more than one dimension? Okay, so that's Abaya. If Abaya thinks that even Demai is nitkan ala safek, what I would say is that the Gemara is saying about Yontif Sheni, it too, however, technically Zilzule, or because of Zilzule, they even structured it, you know, where the substance no longer includes the Nitkan Alasafe completely. Okay? Good. Now, what about Rava? Ellie, you're doing a great job.
Rava Amar, Rov Amea Aretz Ma'asrenim.
Oh. Rava comes along and says, Rov Ame Aretz Ma'asrene. And this is a Rava that we're familiar with in a few other places. Although, again, the Rishonim point out that if you look in different sugyas, sometimes Rava says Safek and Abaya says Rov. And get in some Akhalif about Messiah. I still want to talk about that. Finish that off. Like, how can that be? There's a Machlokas between Abaya and Rava about the Metzias? Can't be. First of all, it's not likely. I mean, what poll they took? Secondly, if they flip, you know, then it can't be a machlokas and metzius. They also both agree about the metzius. More likely, what are they arguing about?
It's application.
The application and the lumdus, meaning in two ways. Meaning, number one, it always could be with the factor that I mentioned before, which is, oh, everybody agrees it's rove. The question is, but if you say rove, you know, then you're giving the impression that the law, you know, is based on the fact that this is miut, but it wouldn't apply to suffix. But maybe you really happen for other reasons to think that it applies to suffix too. So stay suffix, even though this is even less than a suffix. That's one option always. Why you would say suffix if you think rove? Why would you say suffix if you think rove? Because the halacha in the particular case is really based on suffix. It doesn't need rove. Number two, right? Let's say the din ro, the miut isn't midin miut, it's midin miut chayshinan the miut. You know, and the chayshinan the miut, but to the point of safek. So then you're going to quote safek, even though there's miut, ro, because that's the real category in demai. That's the lumdus. That's the more accurate. Before, I was talking about the more accurate application to the broader halacha, like safek bracha. Now I'm talking about demai. Demai is din safek. Hay, it's miut? Yeah, because chayshinan. But we treat it as safek. That's a second explanation. That's an internal demai explanation, right? The third way reason that you would ever call a miut a safek is because, as I said before, it's nitkanal a safek, meaning what we're saying now. Oh, now, for Rava, why would Rava, who says Rov, ever say Safek? The answer is for some of the reasons I just said. Just that in certain sugyas, you think they're irrelevant. Let's say it's a nitkanala Safek, whatever. Maybe the point is so. Whenever Rava wants to say Vadai, you know, he says Rov. And maybe he wants to explain that, yeah, but it's nitkanala Safek. He says Safek. Okay? So what's interesting is the Ramban, I mean, there's a huge machlokas in this Gemara. You know, let's say Rava. Rava says here, Rov Ame Aretz Ma'asrene. Does that mean that Rava thinks that in Hilchos Brachos, if it's only a Safek but not a Miut, you'd make the Bracha? Where you do the Maisa again? We'll see in a second, that's the view of the Ravid. Every time the Rambam says that Safek Bracha, Safek, you don't make a Bracha, even though you repeat the Maisa, we're going to read it inside in just a second, the Ravid chimes in each time and says, what are you talking about? You're Paskin like Rava. Meaning a Ravid understood that Rava and Abaya here are not arguing about the proper formulation of the nature of Demai, but that they're arguing in Hilchos Brachos whether only Miut ein Mevarchen Olav or even Safek Mevarchen Olav. That's how the Ravid understood the debate between Abaya and Rava. Not in the Metzius, but also not in the halacha of Demai necessarily. This machlokas, at least, he understood as a machlokas in Hilchos Brachos. He says, "Oh, we paskin like Rava against Abaya." Obviously, the Rambam, we'll get to the Rambam in a second, but all the things we just said, we could say for the Rambam didn't think so, because the Rambam quotes Safek. So some of the Rishonim might do it, you know, say, "Oh, that's machlokas Rava and Abaya, and this is a question how you paskin." The Ramban, Alatar, did not want to say that. So the Ramban says the following. He says, Rava agrees with Abaya that generally, ein bevarchen ala safek, even when you have to repeat the maisa. However, so why does it say Rov here? Right? Don't say Rov, even if it's true, but you're giving a wrong impression in terms of the halachic principle in Hilchos Brachos. So why would you say that? Oh, says the Ramban, because Demai, to begin with, if somebody can get the lashon of the Ramban, I know I didn't have you, I was trying to save to go more quickly, so I didn't want to add to your burden in the Mar Makomos, but if somebody could get it open, Ramban says the following. Demai is a safek, right? But that generates a vadai.
Binyamin has it on the display.
Who has it?
Binyamin put it on the display.
Oh, okay, great. I don't think I have access to the display, but if somebody could read it.
Yeah,
maybe Binyamin. Or Ellie, go ahead. Ellie, you have it?
Yeah, I don't want to steal Binyamin's shining moment, though.
Binyamin has okay. So many shining moments that he can... I'm just trying looking at my screen. Probably should look at my glasses. Wait, so how do you see that? How do you see it? What are you going to? Share screen?
Oh, he could share the screen. Or we could put the text in the chat. Here, let's see if this works.
Oh, you go to the chat?
I'll put it in the chat. Then you might see some other stuff in the chat.
Oh, probably shouldn't, right?
No, it's okay. Here's the, it's in the chat now.
If it's easier.
Okay, you go ahead, Ellie, go ahead, read it.
Okay, Ella, Taima de Rava, the kevan de takinu rabbanan v'gazru al hademai kemitzvah shel devrehem damya mamish dumya de yom tov sheni.
Wow.
Dehu takanta de rabbanan v'lo chayshinan l'sveka u'ba'i bracha kener chanaka.
Wow.
Elamishum de kevan de rov amei aretz ma'asunhin avad rabbanan hekira v'lo lemru kide oraisa damil hu rabbanan.
Amazing. So what does Ramban say? An amazing thing. First of all, he has the formulation that Demai is a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, that it's like a mitzvah D'Rabbanan, and in its own right, it should require a bracha. Right? So he says, oh, that's the pshat. That's why Rava needs to remind you that it's only a miyur. Because there's a yin and a yang here. There's a huge chumrah, but a huge kula. The huge chumrah is, this is like Kavadei Drabban. It's like Neiros Chanukah and Mikra Megillah. Right?
Yeah.
On the other hand, it's all built on not even a suffek. It's not even a Vadai Shenigzar ala suffek. It's a Vadai Shenigzar ala miyud. Right? And therefore, to be makir that, there's no bracha. That's the Ramban. But I would have said, I would like to adjust the Ramban to say half of it and the half of it the opposite. I'm only repeating what I said before. And that is the following. I mean, the Ramban is saying it's nitkan, right, to be a din vadai. At the same time, the miut, and therefore it should have a bracha b'toras vadai. And by the way, he compares it to Yantar Sheni Shel Galios, right? Obviously, he didn't think that Lizal Zule Bey meant that it's only a suffek, but Lizal Zule. Correct? I don't know what he felt for Abai, but he's trying to say that's a great example. So what I would say is as follows. The way the Ramban is formulating it is, there's evidence that Demai is treated like a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, Badai, but there's still the counter pressure of the fact that it's all just a Miut. What I would have said was, the Miut, meaning the fact that it's Rove, and still we're Metakein, right, that contributes to the impression that it's a Din D'Rabbanan. However, it also establishes that this Din D'Rabbanan is disconnected in part, not in its history, but in its tochen, from Safek Tevel. And therefore, for that reason, it doesn't require a bracha. Meaning, not because it's a miut, but because it's not the bracha that there would be the bracha that is parallel to Hafrashas Trumas Maisros. And that really doesn't apply because if that bracha indeed is about Tikkun Nachefza, not simply a Maisa Hafrasha, then maybe that doesn't apply here. I mean, I'm suggesting a reading that is parallel, half identical, and half opposite to the Ramban. That is, that would, why does Rava, again, going back to the question, let's say Rava really thinks, not like the Ramban. I'm sorry, not like the Ravid. Let's say Rava really thinks that Safek, Bracha, you don't make a Bracha. So why is he saying Rov? Which is misleading. The answer is because here, the din of Safek, Bracha, doesn't apply because it's nitkan alavadai. But the fact that it's nitkan alavadai, nitkan vadai, despite being a miut, or both because and despite being miut, carries with it its kula. It's a din vadai, but not the kind of din vadai that would require a bracha for hafrasha. Okay, everybody with me?
Rabbi, question. I feel like it still hasn't been fleshed out from before. I feel like just What's wrong with there being a new bracha? What's wrong with there being a new bracha? I know Ashiar asked it before, but I feel like we just said the Ramban seems to think there can't. And Svara,
and there's nothing wrong with. I mean, the Ramban thinks that there would be.
Right. So I'm saying, why wouldn't? But why wouldn't there be? Just because it's a new bracha?
Because in the end of the day, again, it even if it isn't nitkan ala safek, you know, in the content or the chefts or the structure of the of what Dmai is, or even if that isn't the point, right? In the end of the day, Dmai is not completely, you know, disconnected, you know, to Afrashas Trumas and Maisras. Meaning, if we're creating a takana or a mitzvah drabana like Mikra Megillah or Neris Chanukah, so, you know, and they're kiyumim, they're ways of expressing Pirsumei Nisa, Shevach Vahoda, you know, celebrating a particular event in mitzvah, etc. I understand that. Even Bedikas Chametz. All I'm saying is, in the end of the day, even if the Gzeira, Vadai, Durabanan, Chovas Afrasha, it's still not disconnected. I mean, this Chovas Afrasha has to do, you know, with the fact that people weren't being mafresh and there was a suffix tevel. So is it so ridiculous to think that the bracha that you would attach to it would be or that bracha or no bracha? There's no kiyum, separate kiyum in Dmai, you know, that is completely separate from being shomer mitevel or celebrating and, you know, make sure that you do hafrasha. That's what differentiates it from Chanukah, Megillah. I mean, there's no bracha, let me say it that way. There's no bracha on Yontif Sheni, but Torah is Yontif Sheni. Either.
A little more complicated.
Because even if it's a Din Vadai, and even if the Din Vadai is 2 days, or a second day, or, you know, or a do-over day, however you want to formulate Yontif Sheni, that's not our topic right now. In the end of the day, you make Kiddush, but you're not going to say Asher Kiddush Shana B'Zos V'Tzivano on Yontif Sheni. Right? Like you would in their Hanukkah and like you would any other things. Now again, what your Ha'ara, your comment, I think, you know, there's credence to it because the Ramban is kind of saying that we would have done that. Although even he is going back and saying, yeah, but there's a mi'ur for the reason. So we're just not, you know, for the heck or for that. But I think that's actually very mechudash. I think that, you know, it makes default, you know, sense, you know, that this is still related to a frasha strumas to maestros in some sense. You know, and therefore, if the nature of the takana, which extricates it from safek, right, itself kind of downplays, you know, what it is that bracha is about. Now, again, I'm also making a second assumption, which I don't think is uniformly accepted. And I think I said it before. And that is, the hafrasha that you make, the bracha in the context of hafrasha that you make generally is about tikkun hachefetz? Or is it about the maisa hafrasha? Or is it in between about the chalos of creating, you know, the matana? That's a question. Okay. Anyways, good.
It's also more complicated though because in Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, you're able to say the same bracha you would have made on the first day because practically speaking, you're doing the same things. But in Demai, there's no bracha you could possibly make because there's no truma.
No. That's irrelevant because that's where you get to the question of again Tosfos Sukkah Daf Mendalah that I mentioned before. Meaning, it's a minog, so Baruch Hanal minog. So, is it kiddush? Is it, you know, that's what Revelva is trying to point out in the again. Tosas is a little bothered, but they're bothered by Rosh Hashanah, but they're not bothered by Matzah Maror. Meaning, that depends on the dynamic of Yontif Sheni, you know, Shel Galus. But here the point is that like Yontif Sheni Shel Galus, the frame of reference. Right, is the davar shechoshishin alav, even though the content of the takana goes beyond that suffix. In that sense, it's exactly the same.
No, but I'm saying in terms of the
there, you're not saying shekach shom tosav tivano yantosheni, but you are saying kiddush. That's what Tosus was trying to say. Oh, but you're not saying vitzivanu. When you are saying vitzivanu, it's because you're just duplicating the day. You're not saying vitzivanu al yantif sheni to eat maror and matzah. You're saying vitzivanu that on yantif, on chagamatzos, you know, when you're commemorating Yitzias Mitzrayim night, you know, that you say asher kedushonim, but also vitzivanu. And if yantif sheni is simulating that, then mimela, you're doing it. It's a mimela, right? But otherwise, it's totally the same.
No, I'm just asking a much more technical question, which is, you wouldn't make the bracha of al hafreshas truma because all you're taking out is, you know, trumas meiser.
Eitan is asking me, why don't you make the bracha? What bracha would you? We don't know what bracha you would make if you would make the bracha. What I'm saying is, would it be al hafreshas? Actual truma, they were meh. Al hafreshas, Maiser Sheni or Maiser Rish. Well, what would it be? Trumas Maiser.
Right.
Maybe the Nusach HaBracha would be. I don't know what would be the Nusach HaBracha in this imagined bracha. Would it be al Tikun Demai? Would it be al Hafkas? I don't know. But what I'm saying is for the Ramban, it sounds like the Ramban for a split second. You know, not in real time, would have been comfortable with there being a bracha for this Gzeira Durabanan comparable to Neiros Chanukah. But then he himself is saying in the end, the whole thing is based on miut. What do you mean, Hekera? Just to show you that? Or that's his way of saying, in the end of the day, it still doesn't make sense because, you know, even this Din Vadai, you know, is Nitkan ala Safek or Nitkan ala al miut or whatever you want to say. Maybe, I'm not sure. But what I'm saying is, the bracha would have been a bracha that would have paralleled where this all comes from, and that is, you know, hafreshas trumas umaisras. Even if I don't know what the nusach would have been, you'd make the bracha hafreshas trumas umaisras, or you'd make a bracha hafreshas demai. According to Ramban, it would be hafreshas demai. But even separate from the nusach bracha, what I'm saying is, what do those words mean? Do they ever get away completely, you know, from that idea? I think the answer is in Yantav Sheni, no, and in Demai, no. And the Ramban was considering for a second, yes. I'm not sure if part of his answer is no, or his answer is still yes, but. Okay. I'm sorry it's taking so long. So let us look at the moment, since we're doing this again Shabbos, so let's look at the Rambam and the Raiva just for, you know, very briefly. Let's see. Aaron, you want to do the honors? So in Hilchos Meiser, right, the Rambam doesn't say much. I mean, the Rambam doesn't say much. What do you have in Hilchos Meiser?
Meiser
Tetz Halacha Dalet. Second. Yeah. Aaron, you have it?
Yeah. Shema Frishin Mina Demai, Trumas Meiser, Umeiser Sheni, Ein Mevarchen Alein, Lefishehu Safek. Lefikach Mutter Lahafrish Kshu Arum.
By the way, it's interesting the way he formulates it, right? I mean, there's nothing problematic about it, but instead of saying kishav mafrishin demai, like relevant to the question that we were just discussing, what would have been the bracha?
Right.
And what would have been the emphasis? Now, you could have said kishav mafrishin demai. Again, there's no problem with it. That is. It also is significant. It's almost like you're saying, well, why don't you make the bracha same bracha that you would make when you're mafresh trumas meiser and meiser sheni, because that is what you're doing, right? It's a little diuk. It's not a diuk which is proves anything, but it's a diuk which is unnecessary. Rama writing a couple words that are unnecessary, which I think reinforce something. Okay, so ein mevarchan aleim lefi shehu safek. Lefikach mutar lahafrishan kishur. So what's the chiddush here, Aaron?
Well, I guess as opposed to the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Tes, it doesn't sound like it's a din in Nemonus necessarily.
I'm not so sure about that, because I think the din of Nemonus is still a din in Suffolk.
Okay.
But one of the things we tried to emphasize in the Rambam throughout, including the beginning of Perek Tes, and again the beginning of Perek Yud, Halach Aleph, but Alex was pointing out as well, and so on. And in general, the Rambam always, and in Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam emphasizes Suffolk when it comes to Demai. And of course, all the Nosei Kelim, the Ravid, you know, the other places, but not here, but the other Nosei Kelim here too, I'll call them out and they say, like, why are you saying Safek? It's Rov, right? Here's where you have the Marikur. If you remember the Marikurkus, what is it, Yud Gimel Yud Aleph? Or Yud Aleph Yud Gimel? What was that? Where he says that's Nitkan Ala Safek? In Meisr, where was that? Is that Yud Aleph? Yeah. The Mari Kurkus Yud Aleph Yud Gimel, where he talks about Svek Sveka, you know, he has the idea, he says, oh, it's Nitkan Ala Rov. It's Nitkan Ala Safek. But it's really Din Vadai. So there he says, like I wrote, Kamosha Kasafti Lamala, which is Tes Talid. Right? So he does. He writes it here as well. He says, "B'tzorach l'daktik lama tafas rabenu tam abaya, the suffik lo boy bracha, the shafke l'derava, the mefarish tam mishum derava ami arts maasrin." Right. So he says. Then he quotes. By the way, he quotes the Ramban. That we just vadid divrayim nikra, etc. El nir l'farish l'das rabenu. The Ravala Poli Klala Dabaya, Umodahu did my Nikra Safek. Afagav the Tikun Rabbanon wa Afrushe. The Kiva the Kushtahu, the Safek Loboy Bracha. Meaning, he's giving two answers. One is, well, the halacha in Hilchos Brachos is based on even safek, not just on miyut. So that's the accurate for this din. But the other thing that he's saying is that even if it's a din vaadai, it's nitkan ala safek. So the nitkan ala safek part matters here. Here you have to emphasize safek. But I think the real answer in the Rambam may be that the Rambam doesn't think it's necessarily Nitkan Ala Vadai, not sure. He thinks it's about Nemonus. He thinks it's about Safek. So the Rambam is saying, even if the Mitzius is that it's a Miut, that Rov Ma'asrin, it's that Chayishinon, right, Lemiutan, we're treating it as a Safek, at least as a Safek. So that's why the Rambam does what he does. So this could be three or four different reasons to explain the Rambam. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is the Rambam all over the place. Aaron, you have 1 second. Do you have the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah?
Yeah, Gimel Hay.
Gimel Hay. What do you got there?
B'chol yom b'yom mishmona hayamim ha'elu gomrin es ha'halal u'mbarach l'panav baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam asher kedoshanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu ligmor es ha'halal b'ein yachid b'ein tzibor aval pi shekriyas ha'halal mitzvah midivrei sofrim mevarech alav asher kedushanu mitzvotav tzivanu kederach shemavarav mevarech ala magila ve'ala eruv.
Just the ha'ara, which I've made in Hanukkah shiurim, and that is that the Gemara really says this about Ner Hanukkah. It's interesting that the Rambam, who put the dinim of halal right in the middle of Hilchos Hanukkah, right, formulates it in terms of halal. This is something that I've always liked to point out. I think these two things are connected. The Rambam intentionally wanted to integrate Hanukkah and halal. He didn't, in the mitzvah midivrei sofrim, in the beginning of Mikra of Megillah, he says, shtei mitzvos midivrei sofrim, one is Megillah and the other is Hanukkah. But really there are three. The other one is halal. But halal is integrated into DNA Hanukkah. That's something we've talked about in some of the Artsite shiurim from my mother, halal, shalom, and so on. But this is the Rambam. Here he says, v'tzivanu, by Hallel, even the Gemara says it by Chan. The same Gemara, the Gemara in Chan Shabbos of Gimel. Yeah, go ahead.
Shekol vadai shel divrayan mevarchin alav.
That's from the Gemara in Shabbos, right?
Right. Aval davar shumi divrayan v'ikar asiyasan lo mipen hasafik kegon meiser demai ein mevarchin alav.
So he puts demai up front, as does the Gemara, as an example of. Now, what does he mean by the words "v'ikarasiyason lo mipnei asafek"? What do those words mean? Or what is he trying to signify with that, Aaron?
I guess nitkana al asafek.
No, I think what he's saying is this is not just an issue of safek brachas lahakel. That's what I said earlier, because that's just when you have a standalone safek only about the bracha. But even when you have a safek about the maisa, and you have to repeat the maisa, the adjoining bracha still is lo nitkan al asafek. Okay, so that's what I think those words mean. Keep going. And demai is the makar. Demai is the makar, but demai is a miut. Right? It's one thing in Hilchos demai to ignore the miut and to mention safek. Right? Because there he's talking fundamentally about demai. But here he's employing and invoking demai as the paradigm for the general din, aval pichat achozer v'oses hamaisa, ein ata mevarech, you know, b'safek, and he's quoting demai as the paradigm case. But you know, that's strange. If you want to ignore the reality of demai, you know, in Hilchos demai, because you know, for whatever, it's one thing. But can you really ignore it, you know, when you're using it as a paradigm, you're exporting it all throughout all Hilchos Brachos? The answer is, it sounds like what the Rambam has to hold is, it probably is insufficient for the Rambam to say, you know, what some people said in Shabbos and what some people said for the Rambam, including the second view of the Mari Kurkis, which is, well, he says Safek, because it's the, you know, it's not because of miyut, it's because of safek. But okay, that's fine when you have a klal and you know it from somewhere else and you're applying it here and you could have had the impression, you know, that this is an exception, you know, so you're emphasizing the broader common denominator. But if you really think that this is the makar or one of the makar or the gemara, it's the makar. I mean, what the Rambam is doing is totally accurate. Okay, but what I'm saying is, when he's exporting it, you know, that accuracy can come under fire, you know, when it's questionable. But if the Rambam thinks that the suffix in demai is alpidin, meaning chayshina and lemiut, and we treat it as a suffix, or if it is nitkan al vadai, I'm sorry, if it is a vadai, it's nitkan ala safek. So then it's exportable. Right? Because that isn't just what happens to be the common denominator rule in Hilchos Brachos, so don't be misled. This really is a makar because the safek component here, al pidin, is substantive and determinative when it comes to this particular halacha. Maybe if you were emphasizing the vadai, if there was a vadai, you would make a bracha. Or maybe you wouldn't make a bracha, but for another reason, because it's not the bracha of hafrashas, trumas, and maisras anymore. So the only thing left to think about is safek tevel, right? And this really is treated as safek tevel, chayshinan, right, lasafek. I think that's what the Rambam's saying. Go ahead. Balama Mevarchin, he's saying over the Gemara here. Yeah. Go ahead.
Balama Mevarchin al Yom Tov Sheni. V'heim lo tiknuhu ela mipnei hasafek, kedei shelo yizal zulubo.
Okay. Now, whether this means it is a safek, but, or that the kedei shelo yizal zulu makes it a vadai, you know, ala safek, but gives you reason to be able to ignore the ala safek part, or makes, that is not clear in this Rambam. And so you have to look at his tshuva to the Chachmei Elonil on this topic, which is quoted by the Kesem Mishnah Hilchos Mila. It's in the Tshuvas of Rambam. Rambam discusses Abaye and Rava. Do they really argue or not? Fascinating tshuva. Again, we're not learning out the Sheni Shogalios now, so Od Chazon Lamoed, I guess, literally Lamoed. But yeah, okay. So the Josh, where's Josh? Josh Appel?
Yeah.
Josh mentioned to me the other day, which I'm aware of, the Nosa Kalim here have an extensive discussion. I'm sorry. Before we get to that, what does the Ravid say, Aaron, and then we'll get to Josh?
Amar Avram, ze atam la abaye, aval rabba chalak alav, the amar she'en hatam le demai, ela mipnei sherov ami aretz me'asrin heim. Aval safek acher afilo b'dirabonan mevarchin.
Right, meaning this is what I said before. The Ravid, unlike obviously the Rambam, and obviously unlike the Ramban, right? The Ravid thinks that the machlokas of Bayin Rava here is not a machlokas in Demai. It's accurate presentation or what's kovei legabe it for there not being a bracha. He thinks that the machlokas of Bayin Rava is actually a machlokas in Hilchos Brachos. He thinks, according to Abaya, when you have a suffix and you have to repeat the ma'isa, you repeat the ma'isa, but you don't make a bracha. But then according to Rava, if only in something like demai, which is a miut, do you not repeat the bracha. But if you had a real suffix, right, even in a din derabanan, if you're chozer in the ma'isa, you're chozer in the bracha. That's the right. Okay, what does the Josh, what does the Lecha Mishnah point out? Again, all the notes of Kalim are troubled, you know, why the Rambam doesn't quote Rava.
Yeah.
Again, we're just pointing out that, you know, the Rambam, you know, consistently emphasizes Safek in addition to the other points. Okay. Josh?
Yeah, so they're also bothered why, with the same question the Ravid had, and they try to point out that Abaye and Rava aren't really arguing. And they end up saying that the way that they think they're not arguing is by saying, similar to what Rebbe is saying, that it's a suffix, that it was a vada that was nifkna al suffix, and that's what the Rambam really means when he's quoting Rava here.
So whether the Rambam means, you know, chayshin al miyut, you know, but we treat it like a suffix, or whether the Rambam means it's a vadai, but it's nifkna al suffix, these are, you know, the debates in the Nosa Kalim, Mari Kurkus and Demai, the Lecha Mishnah here in Chanukah, and so on. You have to go through all the Nosa Kalim. There are a lot of gems in these different Makoros, but they are directly related to the issues that we're discussing. So this debate, you should just be aware, between the Rambam and the Ravid is very expansive, right? It also includes, that's what I was mentioning a couple of minutes ago, it includes the other Makoros as well. So you have Chanukah Gibel Hay. Anybody have Mila, access to Mila? Mila Gimel Vav, just to get it on the record. We're running out of time. Let me. I'll do it. very quickly. The Rambam in Hilchos Mila, Paragimel Halacha Vav, right? Ger Shemal Kodem Sheyizgayer, Katan Shenolad Mahol, Kishematifim Mehem Dam Bris, Einan Tzrichim Bracha. These are cases of Safek Mila. The Chen Androgynous, Ein Mevarchen Al Mila, so Mipnesha Enovadai. By the way, it's interesting. Here he uses the expression "mipnei she'eino vadai," right? Anything less than vadai, there's no bracha. That might apply even to vadai shenitkena l'asafek, maybe. Either way, of course, it's not limited to mir. That's the Rambam l'shitaso. Once again, what does the Ravid say? Amar Avram, im androgynous safek mevarich alav. Mibnesh Safek Torah, Yal Safek Torah Mivorchin, Chutz Min Admai, Sherov Ame Aretz Ma'asren Hein. Kesav Mishnah here has the whole quote of the tshuva of the Chachmei Lunil. Okay? Then you have Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel. Let me just finish this up. Parag Vav Halacha Yud Gimel. Bizman hazeh shenu osim shnei yamim tovim. Excuse me. Yoshim besukah shmona yamim. You sit in the sukkah 8 days. Ubayom hashmini shu yom tefrishin shil shmini atzeres. Yoshvin bavein mevarchin leisha besukah. V'chein tumtum v'adroganus. The olam ein mevarchin leisha basukah, shein chayav misafek, vein mevarchin, right, misafek. Says the Ravid again, Amar Avram, roani medvarav, okay, I'll skip that to shanashim shein rishus ein mevarchin, in a kal modim lo, some people think a woman can make a bracha even though it's mitzaseh shes mangrama, v'ani roa medivrei rava, and to Amar atam l'dmai, Shein mevarchin ala frushes ma'asis mishum derov ami aritz ma'asrin ala avachi misfeka mevarchin mipnei shusfeka deraisa. Ve'yata yodina and vaday tumtum viadroganus chayev levarich. Same thing, right? The Ravid l'shitaso, and you know the Rambam as well as shitaso. In Hilchos Shechita perek gedalad al chadalad. Ram talks about a case of safek kisui adam. You have a kilayim of behema and chaya, so you're supposed to do kisui adam. But the Ram says hein mevarchin. Kesef Mishnah says, look at the look at Hilchos Mila for the Rambam and the Ravid and the tshuva of the Chachmei Lonil. The one exception, by the way, in the Rambam Shita, this is something I spoke about for those who were here not last year, but the year before. We did a couple of shiurim and hashkafa about Birchas HaTorah. So in that context, I spoke about this. and that is the one exception of the Rambam, which he admits in his Tshuva to Chachmei Lunil. Anybody know? Micah? I had you Micah before, so well, Micah, you know. What?
Kriyashma.
Exactly. In Hilchos Kriyashma, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, there the Rambam says, that if you have to repeat Kriyat Shema Mistafek, that you say Birchas Kriyat Shema. And I think, you know, I mean, the Rav thought this, as the Rav thought this part as well, and that is that Birchas Kriyat Shema isn't simply a Birchas HaMitzvah to Kriyat Shema, but it's really a kiyum and an integrated part of Kriyat Shema. And therefore, even if the Rambam generally holds that there are two, unlike the Ravid, that there are two Sveikos, Safek on the Maisa, Safek on the Bracha, and Safek on the Bracha is Safek Brachas Lahaka. But when it comes to Kriyashma, there he thinks it's one suffix, because Birchas Kriyashma and Kriyashma are one kiyum. I thought, in addition to that, that this is connected to the Rambam's view about the special status of Birchas HaTorah and its connection to Kriyashma. That's what I was arguing. But either way, this is the perspective. Okay, we're going to have to stop here, I see. Just one more minute. Let me just say something, just a couple more minutes we have left on this. And then we'll turn to Chashud. yeah. So these are some of the, this is the Brachos aspect of it. And we discussed the Ben HaShemashos aspect of it. So hopefully we've done that thoroughly enough. But I still want to go through very quickly. Is Abaye and Rava. What the Brachos issue, of course, highlights, and the Sugya and Masechet Shabbos in particular, an exchange between the Rambam and the Ravid, is you know, to assess this argument between Abaye and Rava. So one way to look at the argument between Abaye and Rava, like it's very hard to say it's Machlokas and Metzias. you could say it's a Machlokas and Ochos Brachos or in some other areas. What's the din of Safek? Because everybody agrees that the Chashash and Demai is a Miut. And the question is, you know, whether in certain applications, what is the status of Safek? That's how the Ravid understands Machlokas Abaye and Rava and Shabbos. Similarly, we find this Machlokas Abaye and Rava, and then we also find the opposite. Where do we find, where else do we find Abaye and Rava? Micah? I Micha'd you like two or three times before, so I'm trying to balance out with a bunch
of Micah. I think it's in Gittin that they have the other way around.
Correct. There you have the other way around. In what's what's the subject matter there?
Borrowing from a working with
correct. Correct. And what halachically, what would you call it? Get the labeling.
Chashid? Or
yeah. But they really the really Misaye Alidei Avera.
Oh yeah, okay.
Okay, that's really the category. So it's fascinating that in the context of Misaye Alidei Avera, Abaye and Rava flip. Abaye emphasizes miut to explain you don't have to worry about it. And Rava, you know, says, well, I should be choshesh. So Rava's machmir there, and Abaye is meko. And the guy that got everybody upset. Because it's a flip. Also in the Sugya in Iksuvis, seems flipped, Chavdal and Aleph. Where else do we have Abaye and Rava on the same side as in Shabbos? In the other Gemara in Shabbos. Micah? Yud Gimel.
Yeah.
What's Yud Gimel about?
That it's about like Heichon parts of Tara Yisrael.
Yeah.
And then,
parts are a good way in that way, that time.
Yeah.
That's like a trivia question. You know, where do they speak about parts as good, like Ufaratsta? They're saying, oh, Klal Yisrael, amazing. You know, they're so scrupulous about Tumavatara, right? Good, good, good. What's the topic there, actually?
It's talking about whatchamacallit, about Zav and eating.
Yeah, what would you say? Whether a Zav can eat with a Zav Amaretz.
Yeah.
Okay, the Rig Amar originally says, we're only worried about a Zav and a Zava, you know, for Regilus, you know, and Chashash Erva things, but we're not worried about Tumah Vatara. We're not worried about Kashrus things. And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? We're even worried about a Zav Amaretz and a Zav Tamachacham, right? Micah, right?
Yeah.
So so what does the Gemara say about that? That's Machlokas between Abaye and Rava, meaning, how does it go?
Amar Abaye Gzer, Shemi Yechon, Udvar, Mishenu, Mitzukhanim, Rava Amar, Rova Amaretz, Ma'aser, Nen.
Yeah. So there you have Abaye and Rava on the same side as in the Gemara later on in Shabbos on Chav Gimel, unlike the Gemara in Gittin. So like, again, if you stand back and you think about the problem, so what is the issue there, would you call it? The Gittin was Misaye Alidei Avera.
Here it's maintaining Tara?
Maintaining Tara. Chashash.
Well, Chashash like, eating. Chashash eating. I mean, it's like an Isra Achila.
Chashash eating kind of, Dmai.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Chashash eating Tevel.
Yeah.
Or Demai, whatever it is. It's a little closer to home. It still isn't. The truth is, if you take a step back and you think about it, all these Gemaras are different. the common denominator is Abai and Rava. You know, some of them have them on the right side, some of them have them on the opposite side. That phenomenon alone is really strange. So what you really need to do in cases like this is to really kind of zero in and identify, I'm going to have to stop because you probably have classes, is to identify what each case is really talking about. Are they talking about the nature of Demai and the Takana of Demai? Are they talking about extending, like expanding Demai? Or are they talking about, you know, enabling Demai? Enabling Amai Haaretz? The answer is they're all talking about different things. Okay, so we'll pick up. I want to spend very just a couple of minutes more just on these Gemaras that I gave you to look at. I want to speak about the Asan D'Oraisa just for a couple more minutes also. Look at the Gemara in Lamed in Menachos that the Asan D'Oraisa is troubled by, if you get a chance. On what is it? Lamed Tani, what is it? Lamed Beis Amud Aleph? The Asan D'Oraisa Gemara? Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, sorry. Menachos Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And again, the Mishnah Lamelech and Trumos. If you get a chance, hey, you'd go. But I want to finish that quickly. I want to do, I want to talk about Chashud mostly on Sunday. I want to talk about Chashud and the Makoros I gave it to look at, meaning the Rambam, the Rajba, the Rambam, the Ravid, and the Sugya Makoros, quickly. And then I want to try to get at least one day in for Daf Ches. Okay? So that is the plan. I wish everybody a good Shabbos. We'll try to get some hours for people who want to call. not today. Today is really tight. But maybe tomorrow in the late morning. Let's assume, assuming I'm